Dueling Dinosaurs. What did Triceratops do with all those horns? By Sharon Pochran. Art by Robert Squire. Millions of years ago, three-horned creatures roamed the earth. They had long horns above their eyes and a smaller horn on their nose. A bony frill fanned out around their face. Scientists call these plant-eating dinosaurs Triceratops. And for years, they've been arguing about those horns. Some scientists think Triceratops used their headgear to recognize one another. After all, one of Triceratops' oldest relatives, Protoceratops, had a frill but no horns at all. Its thin frill seemed to be useful for saying, "I'm a Protoceratops." Scientists don't think the frill had any other use. Maybe all of the dinosaurs in this family used their frills and horns only to show others which type of dinosaur they were. Other scientists think Triceratops used their horns to fight off predators like Tyrannosaurus rex. A Triceratops's frill was thick, and its 3-foot-long eye horns looked like dangerous weapons. Still other scientists think Triceratops used their weaponry to fight over mates. The males of other animals, such as moose and rhinoceroses, do this today. In fact, some Triceratops skulls have scars in places where a rival Triceratops's horns might have hit the frill. But were those scars really from fights between Triceratops? Maybe they were made by teeth when a Triceratops almost became a meal for a T-Rex.
Looking at
sample complete. Ready to continue?